This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. Heather, you also had a few minutes ago from Tennessee's basketball team, Devonte Gaines, tweeting out to Paolo Banchero, another big-time five-star prospect in the 2021 class. What's up, bro? How you been? Paolo responded, I've been good ticket. So there you have it, little interaction from another uncommitted prospect with a current Tennessee Vol.
I love this. We've gotten on the IG Live. We've gotten some Ja Morant love for the Vols and him going back to practice. And now you've got Vols reaching out to prospective Vols. I'm all for it via Twitter. The social media for the win today.
Yes. And that's the other thing is Kennedy Chandler is a big get. And as Kennedy talked about, he's going to try to bring more talent. And there's a very real chance that happens. So Tennessee's probably not done here with recruiting for 2021. This might just be the start of it, literally, with him getting things going and committing to Tennessee. That happened about half an hour ago. Tennessee adding a five-star prospect in the class. The recruiting by Rick Barnes, the recruiting by his staff, now Kim English on the staff. He's been very influential here. Mike Schwartz and Desmond Oliver have been helping Tennessee out on the recruiting trail put this run together over the last few years. It's been really impressive, and Tennessee football, it's a monster, and Tennessee's had a pretty good run in recruiting here the last few months. But what Tennessee basketball has done has been even more impressive, and it is true. I think everybody recognizes it, but when you see Kennedy Chandler there and the other hats on the table belong to Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Memphis, and Tennessee's not only with them, Tennessee beats them out for that prospect, and then is going to try to do the same with Banchero and other highly ranked players. And they've been doing that. I mean, Jaden Springer was the kind of guy. Could have gone just about anywhere. Keon Johnson as well. The Vols are on a really good run, and they have a chance to keep that going.
Well, and Will Shelton, who joined us from Game Day on Rocky Top, you know, he really put it into perspective. Like, 6 years ago, Tennessee fans would have just been ecstatic to have the hat on the table. Like, even if they would have finished fifth in the pecking order, they just would have been glad to be in the conversation. And you fast forward to where Tennessee basketball is at right now, and you're legit beating out the blue bloods of college basketball. You just went head-to-head with Coach K, and you came out the winner. Like, it's hard to process just the amount of success that Tennessee has had. And you got to think that with the way they are recruiting over the past couple of years, with the way that they've already established that they develop talent, and you're going to be better when you leave campus than where you started at. I mean, that the proof is in the pudding with a dozen players now that have played under Rick Barnes, where they could potentially go and the titles that they could win, whether it's SEC titles or trying to win a national title, trying to make it to their first Final Four. I mean, there's like a roadmap there that's actually possible.
Yeah, there is. And it's an exciting time. And Tennessee's roster for this upcoming year is deeper than it's been under Rick Barnes. I would say top to bottom, more talented, more athletic. And that does not automatically mean results. You still have to see a team come together. You try to build chemistry. The chemistry that the team 2 years ago had, which had plenty of talent. Let's not act like it didn't. They had guys who are now in the NBA. You have to have a lot of talent to be there. But the chemistry was so special. That's what Tennessee is going to look for with this group as well.
And I think that's been the biggest steady force with Rick Barnes. Yes, you have to check the boxes of being a good basketball player, and he has his criteria that you have to meet. But there's also this other column that weighs equally as much of the caliber of person you are, and the fact that Rick Barnes just will not compromise that part of his recruiting process. I think that breeds the ability to keep having these special teams where you see the camaraderie and you see that they're just a high caliber, not only basketball player, but also a high caliber individual as a person.
Yeah, the culture of Tennessee basketball is really good. And I think that's shown over the last few years. So exciting day for Tennessee basketball fans, for Tennessee's basketball program as well, with five-star point guard Kennedy Chandler announcing his commitment to Tennessee. I saw Jerry Meyer's comparison at 247 Sports was to Eric Bledsoe, a starting guard with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks. He played at Kentucky for a year. Yep. He went there at the start of John Calipari's run at Kentucky with John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. So Eric Bledsoe, similar size. Chandler, a 6'1 guard. He'll add weight over the next couple of years. But Chandler, big time get for Tennessee to begin the 2021 class for the Vols.
I also see Fran Fraschilla point out on Twitter that a humble Rick Barnes, when asked by a Texas basketball beat writer at his resignation press conference if he'd ever coach again, Barnes said, "Sooner than you think." Fast forward to that, just got a commitment from the nation's number one point guard.
Do you expect we'll get a number of calls here over the next 45 minutes from Tennessee fans thanking Dave Hart for bringing Rick Barnes to Tennessee?
No, but they should. Hey, not everything is a total wash. They're definitely I love where the athletic department is right now, but you got to give Dave Hart credit on that one.
Rick Barnes has done a tremendous job, and more success could be coming for the Vols. So good news, again, if you did not hear Kennedy Chandler earlier this afternoon, a five-star guard in the 2021 class has committed to the Vols. He's their first commitment for that class, and Tennessee is in on a number of other big-time players, including Paolo Banchero and Jabari Smith, a couple of forwards who are ranked inside the top five in the nation. So there's potential for even more in what the rankings would show, even higher level talent committing to Tennessee. They still have work to do there, of course, as well. 656-9900 is the phone number if you would like to join us. There's a report coming out of the ACC with one particular school that has some things up in the air with football for this fall. We'll catch you up on that. An interesting pop-up fact to get to in the next segment, Fat Jack at 2:30. There's a lot going on this Friday afternoon. We'll catch you up coming up next here on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. A pop-up fact coming up in just a moment to tell you how long it's been since Pop and Company missed the postseason. We also have this from Matthew Gutierrez of The Athletic. He covers Syracuse football and men's basketball. And he noted a little bit earlier this afternoon, many Syracuse football players who already have set out three practices may opt out of the 2020 season as early as today. A source said, quote, "They have concerns about the long-term effects of the virus, and they don't think there's going to be a season anyway." The group of possible opt-outs, he notes, includes major contributors and starters at Syracuse. Another source said, quote, "A lot of the better players on the team want to opt out. They just don't feel like it makes sense from a health standpoint." So you have that from Syracuse in the ACC.
Yes, Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports has also reported that there has been a group of Iowa parents that have gotten together, written an open letter, which you can find on his Twitter account, blasting the Big Ten for pulling the plug on Iowa's season. So remember, all of that is happening at the exact same time, just in different locations.
Marshall and East Carolina announcing they plan to play a football game September 12th. They were scheduled for August 29th, the week zero, so they're going to move that game back. But that's not a cancellation. That is just the game moving into September. So remember, you still have some Group of Five. The focus is on Power Five. You still have some Group of Five conferences and teams that are planning to play.
Yeah, that are trying to make this season happen and trying to get on whatever schedules. I mean, you pointed out earlier, Citadel planning to play a four-game schedule and get on what Clemson's schedule and try to get some money. And I mean, that's obviously the vitality of their program is those pay-for-play games. And they're trying to get as many of those on the schedule as they can.
Right. And if you play a four-game schedule, you maintain those red shirts.
Yes. Yeah, you can stay eligible. You got to imagine that rosters are just going to be really swollen next year. So maybe that is sort of a moot point when we talk about the guys that are moving to spring and then trying to play the next season as well, like play the 2020 season in the spring and then have a season, an altered season in 2021. But you got to think that there's going to be a lot of ability for people to maintain this year of eligibility, even if they play a fractured schedule, if they're given that option.
Yeah, and some guys are going to move on. You know, there are going to be a lot of players that this is it. They either they play this fall or maybe in the spring, and then that's it. And you know, so like seniors, if they were to play in the spring, well, they're not affected by the fall schedule. Freshmen may play some, but probably not that much, and then you try to get them ready to play more in the fall. So I don't think playing in the spring and the fall would affect as many football players as you initially think. Seniors obviously would not be coming back, and freshmen probably wouldn't be playing that much, at least not many of them.
Let's go ahead and talk through a couple of hypothetical situations, because we had Barrett Salee on earlier, and he pointed out, like, just expect a bunch of quote-unquote sources from the Big Ten and the Pac-12 to come out and basically try to put pressure on the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 to make sure that they don't play football this fall, because it's obviously going to hurt the Big Ten if other conferences are moving forward. So that would be one.
And by the way, there's a story in The Athletic today with a recruit saying, yeah, I've already received messages from schools at conferences that are planning to play saying, we care more about football than they do. Why would you go there? Why would you go to the Big Ten? Come here instead.
Yeah.
Even though that, yeah, this doesn't affect those guys, because surely COVID's over by next year in terms of being able to have a season. If the Big Ten's canceling next fall, we've run into bigger issues than whether a prospect's going to go play at Ohio State or Georgia or Florida, Tennessee, whatever.
The second hypothetical situation to bring up is, you know, Jeff Brohm comes out with the plan to have spring football, and then it would also affect scheduling for the fall with having to play a shortened season. What if the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 do pull off a season this fall? There's no way they're going to concede and play a shortened season next fall of 2021, and kind of the domino effect that that could also have.
I'm sorry, what would be
just for overall scheduling? Because if the Big Ten and those guys are trying to play a spring, and then they only want to play 10 games next fall because they played an 8-game spring schedule, what that could mean for potential playoff spots and things like that when it comes to having played less games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. What would the schedule look like for 10 games next year? You're right. I would think next year those that are playing this fall would like to get back to 12 games next year. I would imagine that's probably the case.
Yeah, that's what Bruce Feldman and Stuart Mandel were talking about today. They are emphatic from the people that they have talked to in the SEC. The SEC does not want to touch next year's schedule. They want 2021. They want their full 12 games. They want their layout. They are not going to concede anything. So they're really pushing to, if we're going to have this affect us, it's only going to affect us this year. It's not going to affect us this year and next year.
Yeah. Now, if you're trying to compare the teams and you get to the end of the year, you're trying to figure out for the playoff, the games that would have gone away for like the Big Ten and, well, Big Ten and Pac-12 in this scenario, the games that would have gone away would have been games against Eastern Michigan and
good point.
Towson. So, you know, in terms of trying to compare Ohio State and Georgia, right now, I wouldn't think that that would be that big of a deal.
Okay. That's a good point, because it's those. Because
we're talking about the playoff only. Yeah. So playoff caliber teams are not losing to, no offense, Toledo. They would still play all the conference games. And I guess, you know, they'd probably play 9 conference games and then 1 non-conference game. Maybe that'd be against a weaker opponent. I guess so. Mm-hmm. But you're only talking about like Ohio State, maybe Michigan, maybe Penn State.
Yeah.
From the Pac-12, maybe a couple teams. So those level teams wouldn't lose the kinds of games that you're chopping off anyway. Now, you could argue, yeah, but you were fresher. Of course, they would come back and say, not really, we just played in the spring.
Yeah.
So I would like to think that it would end up being a wash if that's how it plays out.
Yeah, and that everybody would just
not that
totally
it won't be
agree.
Argued.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be argued. It's college football.
I was about to go there, especially on the heels of our conversation about 5 SEC coaches hitting the escape button early on the Zoom call because they were mad about the 2-game schedule and not having the transparency of why did these two teams get added. Do you think Nick Saban was one of those coaches where he was upset?
I would doubt it.
Should that be our power poll today? The top 5 coaches that
most likely to be upset. Yeah, probably so. Seriously, we could come up with any subject and attach it to the different conferences, and it would result in major arguments. Like if you had one gum become the official gum of each conference, Like, Big League Chew is the SEC. Bazooka Joe goes to the Big Ten. You'd have people calling in to argue which gum's better. So certainly scheduling is going to get argued, whether we're talking about in conference or with different conferences.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think the fact that the ACC, SEC, and Big 12 seem to be, like, more friendly. Are we going to have basically, like, political parties infiltrate college football to where, okay, this side of the country, the ACC, SEC, Big 12, they're all buddies, and the Big 10 and Pac 12 are forever tied together now because of the decisions that were made this year.
Yeah, future relationships will be interesting. But, you know, powers that be come and go, seems like, very quickly. So you'll have turnover as well. But will there be effects in the long term? Yeah, probably so.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Go ahead.
Before we wrap up this segment, we have Fat Jack coming up at 2:30. Let's hit today's pop-up fact.
It's time for today's Sports 180 pop-up fact of the day. A quick look at a did-you-know factoid.
So, Heather, it was 23 years ago, the last time that the NBA postseason began without the San Antonio Spurs. They were officially eliminated last night. They fell short. It's been quite a run. The last time that the Spurs were left out of the NBA postseason, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down was the number one song in the country. That was Puff Daddy featuring Mace. A little perspective for you. That was just before Hypnotized by the Notorious B.I.G. took over. Following that was M-Bop by Hanson.
Oh.
Can't Nobody Hold Me Down had supplanted Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Your number one songs in the country. The number one song at the beginning of 1997, Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
the unbelievable, like, worlds colliding, music worlds colliding, especially in the late 90s when the pop scene was full on with the Spice Girls and here comes NSYNC and all of that. You also had hip-hop that was just through the roof in popularity. I mean, those worlds should not really have coexisted, but yet they did, and that's what makes the 90s so special.
Bad Boy Records had an incredible run atop the charts. As I mentioned, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down was number one at the time of the Spurs not making the postseason. Then it was Hypnotized by Biggie. Then I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy and Faith Evans. And then Mo Money, Mo Problems, the Notorious B.I.G. featuring Puff Daddy and Mace. All of those in a collective run. You notice that I mentioned I'll Be Missing You. That was because of the death of Notorious B.I.G., who had been killed in March of 97.
Man, it was such that's obviously a sad story, but
sure.
I loved Bad Boy Records. I was not into the East Coast versus West Coast because I loved Tupac too. I just liked all of the music. But the suits, the flash that P. Diddy had, or Puff Daddy back then, you just knew he was going to be a star and he was in it for the long haul. And, like, the most iconic moment, I think, of the late 90s, early 2000s, when Puffy and Jennifer Lopez showed up at the Grammys and she's wearing that naked dress, the Gucci naked dress, like, or Versace, whoever it was, that was just unbelievable. Good times. Good trip
More
down memory lane.
Definitive proof that the 90s the greatest decade of all time. We'll come back. We will talk to Fat Jack. He'll get you ready for some sports picks this upcoming weekend right here on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Another half hour to go before Sports Talk will begin at 3 o'clock. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We'll hit on the Kennedy Chandler commitment to Tennessee again before the show ends. The five-star point guard committed to the Vols for the 2021 class about an hour ago. Right now, we are pleased to welcome to the show Fat Jack. FatJackSports.com is his website to find the picks and get you ready. And we're about to head into the postseason. Jack, first of all, good afternoon. How's everything gone here the last week?
You know, since we talked last, there was going to be no college football, and then there was a bunch of college football, then there's some college football. So it was literally like having one of those dysfunctional dating relationships that you ride the roller coaster of emotions. I've been married for 26 years, but it reminded me of back when I dated a little bit, because for a while I thought we weren't going to play, and now we are going to play. So it's been a pretty eventful week. I will tell you, we talked a couple weeks ago And I gave everybody out there, I said, listen, play that one of the teams inside the bubble will go 8-0, and you get 8-1 if you do that. And then as it gets closer to the end, we'll be able to hedge that back. So all of my guys, we did that. When we were 7-0, we played Dallas plus the points last night against Memphis so that we would at least win something. We played for double our investment, but we made six times our money after that hedge bet and had no risk going into last night. So added profit, extra profit, it's just free. We're getting dialed in. Of course, football's around the corner, guys, and I know a lot of people are waiting to get signed up because they're not sure whether they're going to play, what kind of college football, what it looks like. So I've got a package I'm offering this weekend only that kind of takes the guesswork out of all of that. So stay tuned for that if you're out there and thinking about signing up and you just want to eliminate some of the doubts that go along with college football right now. I'll be able to help you out on that as well. So I'm excited about this weekend. As you said, a lot going on.
And by the next time we talk to you, Fat Jack, barring any unforeseen announcements, but college football will be the wheels will be turning because those teams will be in camp. And just what are you looking at for the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC this year as a whole, trying to move forward with this whole process?
Well, I think probably most of the people in Knoxville are like me. We've grown up in a college football environment, and so I don't think it'd be any surprise that I absolutely my hat's off to the three conferences that are going to play, and I think there's an opportunity here for a huge, huge benefit that lasts for years. The recruiting implications, if those three conferences are able to pull off a fall season, are going to be enormous. And honestly, the whole argument about safety for the players, guys, I mean, I come from that world, and the players are going to be, and they will readily admit, people within the program, which, of course, not the people making the decisions. Presidents make the decisions. But the people in the program will tell you it's a no-brainer. We will be more protected and safer from this virus with testing three times a week, with having something to do on Saturday to play for, as opposed to going to general population parties in these college universities. The virus is still going to be out there. Players are going to get it like everybody else is. But the idea that it adds risk to be inside a structured quasi-bubble within an athletic program is just insane. It's absolutely the opposite of that. So I'm excited about that. You talk about teams reporting to camp. Well, some of them already had got to camp. University of Oklahoma, people that were going to play the first week or the last week of August, first week of September in there, they had already reported. They reported a week earlier. And to my no surprise of mine, and I'm sure you guys, there were zero positive cases once they got into camp out of those schools that had been there early and had actually, not in the off season, but had got there and started their preseason regiment within the structure of the program. They had none. And so I think once these players get in, they're going to have a better chance of not getting it because they're in this environment. And, of course, some players are. They're going to be in the general population. There's going to be people that are going to get the disease that don't know that they're able to transmit it. And then them being able to catch that on either Mondays, Wednesdays, or Fridays, however often they test, is going to go a long way toward not only helping the student body, but also the athletes themselves. So I suspect we're going to have some bumps in the road like they do with Major League Baseball, but overall it's going to be a good thing.
Now, Jack, you know me, not a gambler, so I always defer to you. I like to throw out a little fun parlay action every once in a while, but just for entertainment purposes only. But with this being your livelihood, when you take the cupcakes off of the schedule, some of those point spreads that just get way out of whack, and you, in their place, put in conference games with Tennessee adding a Texas A&M and an Auburn, what's that going to do for the lines every single week and people's ability to make money?
The average guy is going to lose again. It doesn't matter. The average guy doesn't know how to factor in the line at all. The reality is, to answer your question, there's very few opportunities with these out-of-conference opponents that you really, really can dial in and say, I know that's going to happen. And the reason is it becomes down to motivation. So you get the schools in the SEC and the Big 12, any major conference, that are playing even an App State or Appalachian State or somebody like that, a lower grade school as far as athletics go, their motivation, how often they play their starters, what are they looking to do? Are they trying to get continuity on one side of the ball? Are they looking for overall team confidence? Or do they feel ready to go as they head into conference play? Where that motivation is much more difficult to handicap than when you have Tennessee playing Alabama or Tennessee playing anybody in the SEC, where you know motivation's not the has nothing to do with it. They're going to go out and try to win and cover and do as many things as possible, right? Because there's recruiting implications, obviously, everything goes into that. So it's not a problem to apply conference games in place of these cupcakes. The other thing that's important to remember, guys, is I don't release 35 games on a Saturday. We're looking for 3 to 5, 6 games that would give us the best chance to make money. I'm betting. I'm not doing any of this for entertainment. I'm doing it with thousands of dollars of my own money that I'm betting. And so I only want the best spots to make money. Those are the games I pass along to my clients. And so we don't care whether they're playing Sisters of the Poor or they're playing Alabama. We're going to find the best spots up and down the card to make the most money. So it actually helps a little bit. Combine that with the fact the NFL – you can look at our record. Go to results at FatJackSports.com. You'll see every place listed there. That last year in the NFL alone, I went 74-34-4. 40 games of profit just in the NFL last year, including predicted Kansas City to win the Super Bowl 6 weeks left in the season, ended on a 9-0 run and a 12-1 run in the NFL. And those games are all posted at FatJackSports.com. We're dialed in at the NFL. It's going to be a very profitable year, and I'm excited about it.
FatJackSports.com, the website, as he mentioned, you can check things out. He's going to tell you about a great opportunity you have with football season coming up in a moment. Fat Jack, a kind of big picture question. How much are you paying attention to more states individually are starting to legalize and offer more opportunities for sports gambling? Tennessee is on that list. How much have you paid attention to that? What should people be paying attention to if they're looking for those opportunities in the future?
Yeah, I pay a lot of attention to it. Obviously, it not only helps me, it softens up the lines. The lines become much easier when you have states that are opening up gambling. I have an account actually in just about every state that offers gambling, because although they're overall governed or run by, you know, the sports books run by similar companies, within those states, the odds will adjust a little bit. So I'm able to take advantage of those lines. The reality is new players coming into it, and Tennessee people will be no different if and when they legalize it. The number one, let's look at Colorado. Colorado just legalized sports gambling. The number one prop bet in the NFL this coming year right now is Drew Luck to win the MVP. The Denver Broncos quarterback to win the MVP of the NFL this year. That's the number one bet across the board. When they legalized it in Indiana, the most money was bet on the Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl. Okay, when they legalized it in Iowa, the number one was Nebraska to win the Big Ten. Now, guys, I want to own a sports book for the first month that they legalized. And by the way, newsflash, when they legalize sports betting in Tennessee, the number one bet are going to be the Tennessee Volunteers to win the SEC. That's what's going to happen, because people only know what they look at on a daily basis. You're never going to make money that way. Tennessee will have Alabama. That'll be it. And those will be the number one and number two things. People just throw their money away because they have no idea what they're doing. And then even when they realize that's not the way to do it, most of them will quit and or continue just at a slower pace giving their money away. My clients, I take your heart out of it. All right, you want to play Tennessee? Go right ahead. But I'm going to give you 3 to 5 to 7 games on a Saturday or Sunday that have nothing to do with your heart. They're just going to let you be in the best spot to make money. So if and when they legalize it, absolutely don't go it alone, because 97% of the general population loses. And I hate to say it, Vols fans are no different than that. They're going to lose as well, and then they'll end up quitting or joining myself.
That's why you go to FatJackSports.com. Anything you want to leave us with, sports pick-wise, sports-related, and tell folks what's going on with football season coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave you the 8-0 in the bubble a couple of weeks ago. That's happened. Look for Milwaukee to not win the East. All right, I think Toronto and or Boston, one of the other teams comes out of the East. So once they finish the playoffs, you can get 10 to 25 to 1 on any other team in the East other than Milwaukee. They're built around Giannis. I do believe he will not play well every single game. Teams like Toronto, like Boston, are finding their groove in the bubble. They're settling in, and I think that the east side of the bracket is very, very vulnerable. So play one or two of those teams in the east that are those second, third, or fourth choices. And, guys, if you're out there waiting, a lot of people out there are waiting to get signed up until they figure out what's going on with college football. I'm going to offer you something this weekend. You don't even have to worry about it. Go to FatJackSports.com. A lot of people taking advantage of this. FatJackSports.com. sign up for the NFL only package. All right, they're going to play NFL. If they don't play NFL, we'll credit the accounts just like we did when they didn't play March Madness. But sign up just for the NFL. If you sign up this weekend, today or Saturday or Sunday, you're going to get all college football through the Super Bowl for free. All right, so if they play college football, which if you're like me, you believe they're going to, you're going to get those plays for free. If they don't play, you didn't pay for them. If they play some of them, you didn't pay for them. You're not paying for college football if you sign up this weekend at FatJackSports.com. You sign up for the NFL, and you get those plays absolutely free. It's a once in a lifetime. I've never offered it and never will again. It's a Corona special, if you want to call it that. But because of all the things going on, we're going to give it to you for free. Just go get signed up for the NFL at FatJackSports.com.
So ignore Heather's parlay picks each weekend. Go to FatJackSports.com and find the real winners. Hey, Fat Jack, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great weekend and week coming up, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Heather's going to get better at parlays. It's just taking some time. These are baby steps. So by the time we get to, you know, 5-6 years from now, Heather's going to be dialed into the parlay system. So don't give up on her. Just add some good picks along the way.
Yeah.
Here's a prediction. In 5 years... Yeah, Fat Jack, you're going to be hiring Heather, and you'll add the parlay picks from Heather as some kind of bonus. What do you think?
We'll have the anti-Heather parlay play of the day.
Go the opposite way.
There you go. Yeah, the fade Heather pick section at FatJackSports.com. Look for that to be coming soon as well. Hey, Fat Jack, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week. See you soon.
Right here on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. You know, you start to run some winners together, though, people will notice.
Well, that is true, and I hit a couple of times last year.
Sure.
I mean, I threw them out every single week, and so to only hit a couple, sometimes the fade Heather picks, but also sometimes those fade the public picks, I go the opposite way on that. I pull the Costanza, and I have also won that way, too. So, it's gambling, you don't know. It's not a complete science.
Yeah. Sometimes you do. We'll come back for a final segment of the Power Poll. What to watch this upcoming weekend. We'll lay that out for you. Sports Talk will take over at 3 o'clock right here on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. Thanks for being with us on Sports 180. Check out 99.1thesportsanimal.com. The big news today, we discussed here over the last hour and a half, Kennedy Chandler. Heather, that was big. The five-star point guard in the 2021 class, committed to Tennessee. And now we wait to see what happens next. As Chandler said, he's going to try to bring more talent to Tennessee. Rick Barnes and his coaching staff continue to do a really good job on the recruiting trail.
And the fact that Vol Twitter is fired up today. They are TGIFing left and right with the Kennedy Chandler news. I mean, it's a neat place to be on Twitter or different social media platforms right now after the news of Kennedy Chandler. So Vol's getting a lot of love and another huge win this time on the recruiting trail for Rick Barnes and this staff. Just truly incredible.
Yes. So more coverage coming up this afternoon on Sports Talk. Jimmy Himes and Vince Ferrara will have you covered. And they're going to talk to Paul Biancardi this afternoon, who was a part of the announcement, which took a little work there on Instagram Live. But that's okay. But he'll be a part of the show this afternoon. There will be a ton of coverage. And you know what? Tennessee fans, any sports fan out there, but Tennessee fans for sure, can use some good, positive news as you wait to see what will happen. And that happened earlier today.
Yeah. And we're all desperate for it. Thank goodness it came on a Friday and halfway through our show, because I don't know if you could tell this or not, Josh. I was teetering on the edge very much today. All of the negativity news, I felt like the snowball rolling downhill. We're just waiting for the cancellation of all of college football. As of right now, the pause button has been pushed on that conversation. So ending the week on a high note.
Yeah, and also we'll end the show with a big congratulations ahead of the Power Poll. Congratulations to Ernest Jones. He was the winner of the Big Ticket 2020 presented by Food City and Body Armor Sports Drink. That happened yesterday afternoon. You can still go back and watch there from the Facebook Live video on the Sports Radio WNML account. So big thanks to everybody who stopped by our different remotes to get signed up and try to win the big ticket. Ernest, I think, had qualified before, so very cool to see his continued effort pay off. So congrats, Ernest Jones, on winning the big ticket 2020, and thanks again to our friends and partners, Food City and Body Armor Sports Drink, for making it happen.
Yeah, Food City and Body Armor, just tremendous partners to bring one of the biggest prizes to a fan that you can win in the entire city. I mean, getting the season tickets to every single sport at the University of Tennessee and the everything that comes along with it and the Ice Bears and everything. It's just such a fun prize. And I know it was a little different this year, but it was still a lot of fun to see people out and about at the different remotes we had. So thanks to the listeners for making it happen. And, of course, thanks to Food City and Body Armor.
Very much so. Sports Talk will take over at 3 o'clock. Before that, let's hit today's Power Poll.
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engine.
Nuclear power pants.
What's up? I'm Kenny Powers.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I have the power!
With great power comes great responsibility.
Full power, Mr. Scott.
The Power Poll, driven by Ted Russell Ford. Two locations to serve you, Kingston Pike and Parkside Drive.
All righty, Joel, if you would like to lead us off, we head into the weekend, which will have sports. Our top five things to watch this upcoming weekend. What are you going with?
Number five, I go Cubs Brewers. Cubs are playing really well. This feels like a really important series with the Brewers. Cubs, of course, thanks to you, Darvish, got game one last night. Number four, racing at Daytona. Can Kevin Harvick keep up what was a really impressive weekend from Michigan? Can he keep that going this week? Number three, Red Sox Yankees. Boston's not playing well. Hasn't been the great start for the Red Sox. It's still Red Sox Yankees. So you take the time to watch it. Number two, Stanley Cup playoffs. More so, Hurricanes-Bruins. Game three tomorrow. That's been a really fun series. Number one, Memphis-Portland. Play-in series, Dame time. Can Memphis find a way to what would feel like an upset over the Trailblazers? Should be a lot of fun. Portland's been playing in a lot of close games lately.
Heather Harrington, your top five things to watch this weekend.
All right. In the number five spot, because I learned a big lesson last week, a couple of hours from now. Watch for that Friday news dump. You never know what's going to come out. So Friday, 5, 6 o'clock, just as you're getting ready for happy hour, watch that news dump and see what happens in the sports world. Number four is going to be the Thunder-Clippers game. I think that one tips off at 6:30 tonight. So Thunder and the Clippers. Number three is going to be the Rockets 76ers. Let's be honest, I'm only going to watch the first quarter, maybe quarter and a half of that game because it's a 9 o'clock tip-off, but I'll also watch the highlights tomorrow when I turn SportsCenter on. So number two, Josh, I am back in after last week's episode. Full bore, Yellowstone in the number two spot. Ryan Bingham showed back up. He's supposed to be dead. I'm just so excited. Only two episodes left. So I was out on Yellowstone. Now they have reeled me back in. So they're my number two. And number one is, of course, the Grizz and the Trailblazers.
Alrighty, top five for me, things to watch this weekend. Honorable mention, you have more UFC events coming up tomorrow night. That is beaten out by number five, college football news, which maybe you don't want to see because I don't know that you're going to get much good news if anything happens in the next 48 hours. So hope you don't see anything in my number five spot. Number four, Bruins Hurricanes is the series that I chose, but NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Cubs Brewers, number three. I have racing at Daytona, number two, and the Blazers and the Grizzlies. I hope we get to see two games. That would be a lot of fun. I don't personally care which one wins, but if the Grizzlies win and they get in, that would be cool. If the Blazers win, that means let's see if Damian Lillard can try to shoot the Lakers out of the postseason. So Blazers and Grizzlies, the way that works, the Grizzlies need to win tomorrow to force another game on Sunday, which would be winner take all for the 8 seed. If the Blazers win tomorrow, they're just in, and it's sayonara to Ja Morant in the Grizzlies. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of days as sports return. Golf, NASCAR, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, all kinds of things going on in the sports world. We continue to wait on college sports, but the pros offer up a little more entertainment. And Yellowstone.
Yes. I'm telling you, if you're ready, you've got streaming capabilities. You can jump on this bandwagon. But I was. I told
you. So Kelly and I started up Space Force, which has a bunch of big names. Steve Carell in the lead. We started that up. We watched Unorthodox, which was only four episodes. That was pretty good.
Okay, and very unorthodox with it only having four episodes. That's kind of like a mini series.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're in. We're caught up to speed on a number of things. I don't know that we have Paramount. I have to check and see if I can find that.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's where Yellowstone is.
I definitely, after the first couple of episodes, I was just furious. I knew that they were going to mess up a very central relationship. I just didn't know how it was going to happen. My prediction is wrong, but the bombshell that they dropped last week was just like, that's how they're going to do this. So, yeah, they reeled me right back in after a couple of weeks of being on the sideline.
All right. I'm intrigued now. We'll see what happens, and we'll be back on Monday to talk about what will have happened over the next few days. We appreciate you being with us. There's a ton coming up on Sports Talk with coverage of Kennedy Chandler, the latest in college football, and more. Thanks, Joel Silverberg. For Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Don't forget Saturday Sports Talk and the Lead Lap tomorrow morning as well. Sports Talk is next right here on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.